Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back. We are so happy you're here. Today, we are going to discuss something that should come natural to us. I mean, we're outside quite a bit, but not always are we grounded. But before we get into what grounding is and why it's important, we wanted to obviously do our Q&A. That's just, we've had a lot of fun doing those.
We have. And,
but before we get into that, I wanted to just kind of touch on last week's episode of fiber maxing. You know, it's kind of funny. I subconsciously did fiber maxing and it did not work out to my benefit at all. Unfortunately,
that's no good.
Because, you know, for those of you that know me well, I have a tendency to, you tell me to do something like, let's say you say do 5 crunches, I'll do 10 and so on. So you can kind of get my personality. Well, after doing all the research on fiber maxing, and I am very health conscious, especially after the past 2 years,
yeah.
I've become very health conscious about everything. And so after doing my research and finding out about fiber maxing, and like I was already eating quite a bit of fiber, I subconsciously ate more fiber than normal, which is totally my story. And
go big or go home.
And I had go big or go home. That's exactly right. And
yep.
And it did not benefit me in a positive light. So I just want to encourage you that are listening, make sure that you know what you're doing. And if you have a personality like mine, don't over fiber max. So fiber maxing is already at the top tier, but don't go above and beyond that because you will find yourself in the bathroom quite a bit.
So kind of like we talked about on the risk part of it, if you have too much, you may find yourself in the restroom quite a bit because you're just, you know what you did? You did a deep cleanse.
I
look at it that way.
Hey, positive spin.
See, you're rubbing, your optimism is running off on me. That's the positive
exactly
spin
right.
Is, yes, you give yourself a colon cleanse.
There you go.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. And
see?
Thank you. I love positive spins because that's totally me normally, but that, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, cleanse your colon.
So, you know, it's been a hard process to get to that process, but yes, I'm on the other side now. I've been drinking lots of water, just like fiber.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the fiber trend, make sure you're drinking plenty of water to go with it.
Yes.
But did you get into it at all? You probably didn't, did you?
No, I am a creature of habit. I am the same for the most part meal, what I eat. It's pretty routine. So no, I didn't
deviate.
I didn't really deviate from my typical no. I'm still sticking with no sugar.
Okay.
I will say I'm still on that. I feel such a difference that.
Good.
Yeah. Like, and I remember it was 4th of July. I was standing there because I'd been eating a lot of bad sugar and I was standing there talking to, you know, your husband and we were talking about how sore and I said, I know it's the sugar. And he's like, you really think so? And I said, yes, I know it's the sugar because I know how my body feels when I don't have it. And I absolutely feel so much better. Like I don't, you know, not that I'm achy all the time, but like when you get up, you know, yeah. Typical like
aches
just
and
aches.
Pains.
Yeah. It's
inflammation.
It truly is. And I focused on inflammation in so many other ways, but you know, I have that sugar craving at the end of dinner every night. So being very intentional with that, I've found I don't have those aches and pains and I'm able to get up and I don't have the hurt. And my body just feels better. And I'm on my feet a lot now, so I need that. So I'm sticking with it.
Hey,
so
I'm
you
so
rubbed off on me that
Oh,
way.
Yay. Well, that is, I definitely know. But I just, you know, fiber, you know.
I did
way over above and beyond.
Yeah.
And I won't do that again. I will make sure that.
It's all in the name of research.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And another
process
spin is that I am drinking a lot more water now. I'm a runner and I'm out in the heat with my kids' sports. And I think that just took the fiber max to a whole nother level as well. So it affected me. So make sure you're doing your due diligence in drinking lots of water. And if you're going to do it and you're, you know, not making sure you're going above what fiber max even says. So,
yep.
Anyways. But yeah, so today I have a question for you. And it's, you know, with school going back, you know, back to school. Everybody's getting into the routines again, of which I like routine. I'm a creature of structure, habit. I love habits and forming good habits. But I have enjoyed summer this summer. So that is, you know, it's been a good summer. But with that, I was thinking, like, being a mom, what is the biggest, I don't know, like, thing that you thought you would never do, but you do now as a mom?
Something I thought I would never do, but I do.
You know, now that it's, you know, going back to school and you're having a, you know, the shift, you're not working.
I would say, I don't know. Is it specifically with back to school routines or just in general as a mom? This is a hard one.
I know.
You're making me think, Dallas. Damn it.
I think.
Why are you making me think?
I know. I think. I did kind of ask a hard question here.
Is it something with school-wise or just something as a mom that I'm like, I know I never said I was going to never do this, but then I do it?
Yeah, it's really more that than it is about the back to school. But I was just thinking about
kids and cell phones.
Kids and cell phones.
Yes. I hate to admit that both of my kids have a cell phone.
Yes. Do they get to take it to school?
They do, but all those new laws that are going into effect with, I honestly should be more educated on this, but something that Abbott put into place in Texas schools,
right?
Yeah, something along those lines. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm all about it. I think phones in class, I'm personally, there's no need for it. They're there to learn.
Yep.
They're there to, you know, obviously social is part of it as well. But there's no need, I don't think, to have a cell phone out and on it. And I can only imagine being a teacher in today's world where kids are constantly distracted by their phones. So yeah.
Well, there's already enough distractions in the world. And so
there are,
have a phone.
There are. Put the phone away in school. But, you know, I said that, you know, for a long time, oh, my kids aren't going to have, you know, they do. Phone. So mom fail, but.
I know it's hard. You know,
it's hard not to. You know, I needed, the reason I got my son one initially was because when he was younger, he was out playing with his friends. I wanted to be able to get in touch with him. We tried the little watch. It's like a
I remember that.
TikTok something watch or whatever, where we could go back and forth, and it was glitchy. It didn't have the best service, and I'm that protective mom that, you know, I want to make sure that I knew where he was. And he's little. He's like third, fourth grade.
Yeah.
So.
And at school, I like them having it to go home with. Like, I think that's the only reason, like, for the phone, in my opinion, is, like, get on the bus. I want them to be able to contact. If something were to happen, you know, in today's world, you hear all kinds of different crazy stories of being on the bus and, you know.
Well, that happened. So, a few years ago, when I remember he was in sixth or seventh grade. I don't know. We had moved out to the new district not too long before that, but he had lost his phone for something. It was a punishment. And at that time, my daughter didn't have one and their bus wasn't home and it was after 5 o'clock. And I was panicking because I couldn't get a hold of the school. Mm-hmm. So I put this panic message out there on the local Facebook group. And it's because the bus had gotten held up by the train, but the one day he loses his phone. And I'm like panicking because I don't know where my kids are.
Yeah.
They didn't come home on the bus. And so, yeah, there's definitely a need for it, I think. For reasons like that. But in the classroom now, I don't see at least a benefit of having it in the classroom.
I agree 100%. I think that it's really important that they're focused because, again, it's hard to focus. I mean,
it is. There's a lot of distractions nowadays. And you don't need your phone distracting you while you're trying to learn.
Right.
So I would say that's my answer. I wish I was better. I wish that I had stuck with no phones. But, again, there's kind of reason for it in today's world, I think.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I'm going to ask you, it's funny, ours were on this similar path with back to school, because I think that's in both of our minds. But with back to school, what is a routine that you dread? What's something you dread? Back to school time.
You know, I think I have a hard time, you know, making sure every kid gets up when they're supposed to get up, you know, because I've got two girls and a son. And making, you know, I turn on
the
lights.
They like to sleep in.
They do.
They're night owls, not early birds.
Yeah, Faith is the best at getting up, to be honest. And Max can too. Finley's my least. I mean, God love her. She could sleep. I mean, she can sleep. That girl can sleep. But she is kind of the night owl too.
Yeah.
So that's her personality. And, but Faith is my best. But so just that routine of you know, getting, like, again, going back to the phone and the distractions at night.
Breaking that habit.
The summer cycles over, like getting those distractions. In fact, we started that last night. And as you could see, you know, my kids were coming in, where is my phone? Where is, you know, all the things.
Yes.
And so we're trying to like ease our way into,
ease into it. I agree. Instead of that cold shock of next week, getting up at whatever time they have to get up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's truly like, I think that that's a hard transition for anybody, you know, getting back into that, those good habits. And
it is.
But you know what? I think everyone's more productive. Everyone feels better. And it just gives them more time to do the things that they need to do and want to do.
Yeah.
But in the normal time environment.
Yeah. Versus rushing, go, go, go.
Yes.
Got to get to school.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
Well, it's almost here.
I know.
Back to school time.
I know.
Next week.
And tomorrow is my anniversary, 20 years. Yay. I know we discussed a little bit about that. But of course, like everything, it's like, Chris was like, Daz, are we even going to get to eat dinner tomorrow night? And I was like, yeah, I think we can make that happen.
Yeah.
We have soccer. We got cheer tomorrow. No baseball, thankfully. But I was like, you know, I think I can get it timed where
pencil it in.
We'll
somewhere.
Pencil some dinner, and then we are gonna make a little weekend getaway at some point in the very near future.
You should.
We're gonna do, you know, maybe two nights, one night or two days, or two nights and three days. I don't know, whatever we can do. But yeah, I think it's
where
so
are you
important.
Go?
I mean, somewhere probably local. It won't even just to be away, honestly, from
just a Holiday Inn down the street. Right?
I honestly, like, I could stay here at the house, and my kids could be shipped off to your house. There we go.
Okay,
but that's like they.
I'll put them to work. I'll put them to work on the farm. Let's do it. Faith was a good little helper outside one day.
She's just out there looking for bugs.
She was Brad's little helper.
Yes,
And she wore my boots. It was great.
Yes,
I'll put all three of them to work. Send them over.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to figure that time out and when that's going to be. But yeah, we definitely want to make that happen because 20 years is a big deal.
It is.
We've got a lot to celebrate and be excited about. So anyway.
That's exciting. Well,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, okay. So obviously a lot, we've been talking about distractions, just getting kids off of their devices, right?
Yes.
Well, grounding is the topic for today, and it's one of my favorite topics right now because I have really made it a point over the past 2 years to almost 2 years, I should say, to be outside more and to be out in nature. I run, like I've told you, but even more specifically, you know, getting my feet on the earth, you know, like the grass,
feels good, doesn't it?
You know? And that's what grounding is.
Yeah.
It's really simple. It's just being outside in nature, barefoot, and allowing, you know, all of God that He intended for us to just come back into life. You know, it just creates this connection. It truly
does. It's a connection. How our bodies are connected to the earth.
Yeah. And it's amazing.
Simple.
I mean, if you think about, you know, I always try to like look at scripture and how, because God makes it very clear in the Bible, you know, everything that we need is in scripture. Mm-hmm. And Genesis 2:7 says that, you know, He took dust and He formed life. He breathed into it. And I think that's just a beautiful description of why we're so drawn. Whether we want to be outside or not, we're drawn to it. We're drawn by the sun. We're drawn by the trees, the beauty.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, God did that on purpose because He wants our attention and He wants our time. And so getting out barefoot in the grass brings me back to my childhood, I know. I'm sure it brings you back to yours.
Oh, yeah. I don't really think we wore a lot of shoes growing up. We were just kind of outside running. A lot more of that back then than, you know, we're able to have now with kids growing up and raising kids.
Yeah.
No, at least kind of depending on where you're at in the, you know, where you live.
You know, it was really like in the early 90s. I mean, we were kids in the 90s, right?
So we were always outside growing up, right?
Yes.
That's kind of the different. This is the hill I'll die on, was that the 80s and 90s is the absolute best time to grow up.
It really is.
I love it. Not only were we grounding all the time unintentionally, running outside with
no shoes on.
Yeah, just being out in nature, but it was, you know, pre so many electronics, cell phone, pre all the video games, just everything. Cause we didn't have a lot to do inside.
Right.
So we were outside and you know, there's definitely, in my mind, my opinion, definitely a lot of health benefits that come with that.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, how a lot of kids are today. Get it? There's a lot of technology. There's they can stay connected with all of their friends, have these fun group chats, fun group games, but they're missing some of that outside nature.
Well, and that's funny because what I find it interesting about games today and why they are so addicting, I think they're like a drug. Like they literally could stay in there all day and play.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because they never die. Like it's truly like when we played, you know, Super Mario Brother or Zelda or anything, like there were levels and then you died and then you may try it again, but it wasn't like you were like absorbed in the game to the point that you wouldn't go outside and play.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, games are just so much more engaging now, I think, yes, too. They kind of suck you in.
They know exactly what they're doing. Just like advertising knows what they're doing. These gamers and the people that are creating the games, they're drawing these kids in and they're making these realities so that you're not wanting to be outside in nature and doing the grounding, which, you know, grounding was, you know, originally kind of thought of way back when, right? Obviously Genesis, creation, but it was also, you know, all throughout history, people have talked about it, but it was actually brought back up in the early 90s by a man named Clinton Ober, who, you know, got together with some holistic doctors and some researchers, and they did a study and they found that people that were outside more, grounding, had better emotional response, less stress, a lot of really good things that were happening for them because they were doing, you know, being outside in nature more and just the presence. I think it's like being the presence of God, you know, I mean, you're going to definitely feel his presence. You can't deny who he is when you go outside.
No, absolutely. I think there absolutely are a lot of benefits when it comes to grounding. I think there is somewhat of a, I don't want to say negative connotation, but there's a lot out there. They're like, oh yeah, that doesn't work. It's, you know, for the granola. And I'll say I've tried a lot of the granola trends for sure. The health trends that are out there, but with grounding, there are studies. There is a lot of information that you can find out there that does support the fact that there is merit to grounding and us connecting our bodies to the earth. And I've got a couple that I'm going to pull up and just read some excerpts on, because it's something that it's not right there out there in your face. It's not something there's tons of studies on.
Right.
I ask myself, I wonder why. Well, look at what healing yourself naturally does. One thing, you know, you can't put a patent on nature.
No.
And when you heal yourself, you don't need, you know, some of the other drugs that are out there, some of the other treatments that are out there that, you know, maybe I could heal myself. And that's kind of that's the approach I take. I try to use nature and use what God has put here for me and my family first and foremost. I try to heal ourselves and really take care of ourselves with, you know, with, like I said, with what God's put here. But with grounding in particular, there are studies that show that it will reduce inflammation. It helps with those cortisol levels. And for me, again, the big thing is that the connectivity to the reduced inflammation, because we know how many terrible ailments that overall inflammation can lead to. And so, you know, one thing that I found, I'm going to pull it up, but one thing that I found was so interesting and so convincing. You know, you can hear, go back and forth, oh, maybe it's just the placebo effect. Maybe it's just the placebo effect. Maybe you're not really getting the benefits. But when you see the thermal imaging, that to me was the thing that convinced me that, you know what, I know I feel better, but maybe is it just the placebo effect?
Yeah.
Is it really happening? Well, when you see the thermal imaging that's been done of individuals before they've had, and they've gone out and started their grounding treatment, and then you fast forward to the imaging that takes place right after they've done their grounding, and you can physically see the difference. You can see the reduced inflammation. You can see the increase in blood flow. You see it via those images. They're just not really, I don't want to say made public, they're just not out there in your face. And so I've been doing grounding for years. I absolutely love it. I have grounding sheets as well. And I know I sleep better. Absolutely. Yeah. I sleep better when I sleep on those sheets. I can tell a difference in the way that I wake up. Let's say I'm washing them, I don't put them on. We sleep on other sheets. I know because I can tell the way that my body feels the next day.
Yeah.
Same thing with Brad. He says it's his best sleep ever when we sleep on those sheets.
Yeah.
So it's to me, in my mind, the benefits, there's no risk, but why not? I guess I looked at it like, why not try it?
I love the grounding sheets as well. I've been grounding for, like I said, almost 2 years, and I've noticed a difference just in being outside in nature and how it improved, you know, my overall mental health. But the grounding sheets, they really do work. I mean, we've only been using them for like 4 days, and Chris said that he's slept better, like solid. And I would agree. I'm sleeping more solid. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I still need to get more sleep. I can tell you that, because I'm not getting enough sleep. But the time that I'm laying my head on the pillow to the time that I wake up, I don't feel like I'm waking up like I used to. So that says something about the sheets.
Yeah, I think they absolutely work. And there's grounding mats. There's all kinds of ways.
Yes.
Obviously, I think the number one for us is we'll go and stand outside, or we're outside barefoot, or I work in the garden, I don't wear gloves. Like, just being connected to nature. But then, to your point, we're so busy all the time. You know, back when I worked in an office, there's not a time you can go outside actually with put your feet on the ground throughout the day. But there's grounding mats that you can use to help kind of simulate that and still get the same benefits of being outside in nature. Grounding sheets. There's even shoes. I've never really looked into the shoes, but I definitely have the sheets for sure that we sleep on every night.
Make time. It's not hard. I mean, get up 15 minutes earlier. I mean, they say the studies that I've researched and looked at, they said it only takes 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's like, minimal.
It's very minimal. It doesn't take exercise. You don't even have to run or walk. You just go stand.
It's a great baby step to take, right?
Yes.
Get up and go stand or sit outside. Barefoot, or just connect yourself to nature.
Prayer. I mean, you go have a prayer time with God. I mean, He will love that. I promise you. Go spend time. Like this morning, Chris and I, you know, we always try to spend, you know, early morning together before the crazy chaos gets around. But we went outside in our backyard and we grounded. We just walked in barefoot, and there was a little bit of like residue rain on, or maybe dew. It was dew on the grass, and it felt so good, you know, as we walked. And I can just tell you, like, it doesn't take a lot of time. So just make 15 minutes part of your day, and you'll feel it. You will feel the benefit of it. And even like if you've got kids that play sports, I mean, I'm just trying to think of ideas for you, but your kids playing sports, I've done this before at soccer practice for faith. I've taken my shoes and socks off and walked watched her play soccer. You know, I mean, there's ways to do it and still get it in without making it like you feel like you have to do it because, oh my gosh, I have to go do it. Make it where it's just part of your day.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. And I think, again, kind of going back to the research, the studies that have been done on it, I found these excerpts really interesting. So one of them is from the National Library of Medicine, and then another is just another quote after the study has been done. And these are peer-reviewed studies, multiple been completed, but it says this one in particular says grounding is showing incredible promise as one of the most significant advances in the treatment of both acute and chronic inflammation. And it says, there's another one here that says grounding reduces or even prevents the cardinal signs of inflammation following injury, redness, heat, swelling, pain, loss of function. Rapid resolution of painful chronic inflammation was confirmed in 20 case studies. And they confirm this using that thermal or infrared imaging.
Yeah.
I read about a study. There was a diabetic woman. She was 87. She had gone 8 months of this wound on her ankle that had not, it was not healing, and it was because of poor circulation.
Yeah.
So the treatment for her was grounding for 20 minutes a day. And after just a few weeks, it started to heal completely. And there's pictures and images of what that thermal imaging looks like on tons of other individuals as well. So there is proof in my mind out there for sure that this absolutely works. It's just not something that's commonly found. You got to kind of seek it out a little bit.
And, you know, just to stay very high level on this, I'm not an expert, but I kind of want to just give you a little bit of why it matters and the education on that. So we are positively charged, and when you walk outside on the ground, that is negatively charged. So what happens is when we walk outside and we're barefoot, then we're absorbing some of that negative charge. And if we have any extra positive charge, which is what's causing that inflammation and the imbalance, we're going to be more balanced, which is going to improve what you said, the inflammation and just cortisol levels and all of that. So I just wanted to give that like little feedback for, you know, because I'm like, what exactly is grounding? How does it really work?
Yeah.
You know, and why does it work? And that is an important fact that, you know, we need each other. We need the ground and the step because that's where we came from. And so I find that so interesting that God, the way God is, you know, like he's given us everything in nature, really. And it's just so proven. He really has.
We just have to figure it out. And we just have to find out how we can utilize all that he's given us for our true benefit.
Absolutely.
How we can. And grounding, in my mind, is one of those top key things that it's just simple. Again, it's something that we seem to have done historically all throughout time. Yet, you know, in our busy lives nowadays, we're go, go, go on the pavement all the time, wearing shoes. We may, you know, miss out on that opportunity. But just being intentional with grounding shows there's a lot of great physical benefits.
Mental.
Yes, absolutely. Just all around benefits that, you know, something, again, those small changes that we talk about all the time, those small changes add up over time. And this is something that's super simple. Get back out in nature. Take shoes off.
Yes.
Or use those grounding sheets or grounding mat. Yeah. You know, if maybe getting out in nature just isn't something that's practical where you live.
Right.
For sure.
Well, the name catches you, but the truth keeps you.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining.